Plenty of stable credit unions. How can they avoid such struggles as these? I mean, that sounds like this might be kind of a common thing, especially with this group in the middle.
Well, I think that the most important thing is for them to get in alignment with their board staff. They've got to come up with that definition of success, and they've got to be clear on not just the definition, Mike, but why. They got to, you know, peel the onion back and say, we want to do this and here's why. Mm-hmm. And if that is, I'll use the word righteous, if that is, you know, if that makes sense mm-hmm. to the board, to the CEO and the staff, and they're in alignment, then that's a big first step in avoiding some of the struggles. Because now you have a focused goal. You absolutely know where you're going. You know why you're going there. And now everybody's energies are focused on that.
Yep.
Now things start to look different. I'll just say this. You don't care necessarily about field of membership or growing new members if, in fact, one of your goals is to increase your checking account penetration from 25% to 75%. Mm-hmm. What would that do for an organization in that forgotten middle?
Yeah.
What would it do to take your loan to share from 50 to 80? What would it do to take your e-statement penetration from 12% to 45%? All of those things need to be clearly defined and outlined. And I think in that forgotten middle, it's very easy to get wrapped up in the issues of the day.
Oh, yeah. The minutia.
The problems of the day.
Yeah.
You know, comes across your email and you go, oh my goodness, what am I going to... Hey, it's important. Yes, you can't ignore things, but stay focused on what the definition of success is in your organization. Mm-hmm. Come up with a process and system and discipline mm-hmm. that focuses on that and allows that to be transparent. And guess what? You will be wildly successful. Here, everybody's got goals. I mean, here, yours and my goal today was to get through this webinar.
Okay, you're doing great.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, goals aren't the issue. It's when there is alignment within an organization from the very top mm-hmm. to the very bottom, and information is flowing freely from bottom up and from top down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's real easy top down, Mike. I mean, yeah. CEOs stand up there, leaders, you know, division directors, we're going to do this, and everybody's smiling. But when you start to get information from the bottom up, and you start to get unfiltered information about what really is going on, mm-hmm. not what you think is going on or what you read about in an article 3 weeks ago is going on.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, when you have that information and you have this this focused alignment, you now say, wow, there's a gap here. There's a disconnect.
Yeah.
What solutions do we need, team, to connect those dots that are now disconnected? At the end of the day, organizations may not grow their assets. They may stay in that 250 to 753. That isn't death. What's death is allowing there to be non-alignment and to continually be chasing your tail over the flavor of the day, the flavor of the month, and not having clear alignment between what the board, mm-hmm. what the staff, and what the members believe is important.
Don't take your eyes off the prize. I'm going to give you guys a little bit of a plug here because you're working for a pretty cool company called Cardwell Leadership, Cardwell Group. And how does this group help? I mean, because you're consulting with these guys right now, and how do they help this process from keeping everybody aligned, enabling this process to work to reach these goals, to keep your eye on that prize and attain that prize?
Well, I think what we do is we give them a tool and a discipline that if they follow that tool and discipline, and I don't mean verbatim, Mike, I mean it's an outline, because as you can well understand, in that group there are different prizes you might have your eye on, use your words. So the Cardwell group really gives the organization a tool and helps them with the discipline of obtaining that alignment, keeping that alignment, mm-hmm. and maintaining the passion towards that goal. whatever that prize is, whatever that BHAG is.
Yeah.
And when you do that, you take an organization and you grow it from X to Y, mm-hmm. or you change the metric from X to Y, because at the end of the day, you cannot continually grow an organization unless you have the revenue to grow it.
True.
So for me, coming from my background as a lender, it was never about the expenses. Well, yeah, you got to watch the expense line. Do not get me wrong. That is what it is.
It is.
But if I want to grow, I've got to have more revenue, because revenue supports the growth.
Mm-hmm.
And without the revenue, you're going to run out of capital.
Of course.
So Cardwell helps you stay focused on whatever those prizes are that you and your staff and your board has identified. Not what Larry wants, not what the staff wants, not what my board of directors wants. Where's that alignment? Are you in alignment? Oh, you are. And when you get like that,
yeah,
in alignment, boom, 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 organizations, choo. And when I say choo, I don't mean grow from 400 million to 800 million. I mean, whatever that alignment goal is, they achieve it.
You'll get it.
And now you achieve that, guess what? What's the next goal? What's the next one?
Mm-hmm.
What's the next one? And by having a discipline and by having a tool that helps you with that discipline, organizations are able to be wildly successful in an otherwise unfriendly environment.
Awesome. Larry, if you're not careful, you might be recruited for a CEO position somewhere in the credit union industry, because you're making a lot of sense here.
I just had lunch with Rodney Shomar, who is the president and CEO of Arkansas Federal, one of my direct reports.
Yeah.
Okay. And he was able to get the job. And he made a comment to me, and it was appropriate, and I'll just share it with you. He says, you know, boss, he still calls me boss, which is really bizarre, but that's another story. He goes, you know, boss, he says, retirement looks good on you. And I've enjoyed my retirement and will continue to enjoy my retirement.
Excellent. Well done, sir. All right. Great message to end on. And thank you very much, Larry. Appreciate the time. Excellent words. Really good stuff. Thank you.
God bless you. You have a good day.
And you as well, sir. Thank you.